welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Did you know you could make two different beers from the same batch of grain? You can when the amount of grain being used is what's required to brew a Russian Imperial Stout.
A British origin stout that was made extra strong for the Tsars of Russia because they liked it that way. Whether there's any historic accuracy to that or not, I don't know. But that's at least what we're going to perpetuate the story.
It's a stout on steroids.
Exactly. Our Pogonophilia is that. It is a big, big version of a stout. And it takes a fair amount of planning to do because it does consume a whole lot of grain. It usually pushes systems to the upper limits of what you can actually stuff in them. It takes twice as much grain and twice as many brew days as our regular stout for the same amount of beer. So effectively, it takes about four times the input to make the stout.
That's Seth Cook at Wooden Lakes Brewing in Brookings. As we spoke, they were on day two of brewing Pogonophilia, their big imperial stout. Another difference with this batch of beer, it will actually become two very different beers, thanks to a technique called party guile.
The Russian Imperial Stout that we brew is a bit different. We take that big rush of sugars, and we collect maybe about half of the total volume of liquid of what we could collect, and then we stop, and we boil that. So we effectively make half the amount of beer with twice the amount of ingredients. And
it's really concentrated.
Exactly. So what ends up boiling is, in some cases, a near syrup-style consistency, and that's what the Russian Imperial Stout is for, or any of the big Imperials, is you really want this really thick consistency. The second part of the day, and that's what's cool, this is called a party guile technique, which means the sugars that still exist, although of lower concentration, are still sufficient for making a low ABV or at least even a modest ABV beer. We want to be able to capture those because they're still good. They're not going to be a stout, though. You know, it's not going to have the same intensity of flavors. It's not going to have the same intensity of sugars. So what we'll do later in the day, after we've completely made the first batch of stout, is we will start the process again and use those same grains and make what is a brown ale now.
The party guile is not a new technique. It has likely been around for thousands of years, but is fairly uncommon these days.
Right, I would imagine this has been done for many, many generations of brewers. So that's what we do with our second batch. And what we call that beer is we call that the bonus brown, which is effectively another beer from the same batch of grain.
More Beer Untapped is on the way.
Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. We're talking about brewing Pogonophilia, the big Russian Imperial Stout at Wooden Lakes Brewing, and the second beer that comes from the same grains using a technique called party guile. Here's Seth Cook on the differences between their Imperial Stout and its little brother brown ale.
It's going to be lighter in color, it's going to be lighter in ABV, and it's going to be lighter in sugars than the stout because the stout has already taken a lot of the color and a lot of the heavy sugars. But we will brew that, and then we'll ferment that right next to the stout. And the bonus brown usually comes out first because it's lighter and it finishes more quickly and it doesn't require the aging that the Imperial Stout does. And then the Imperial Stout, or the big brother of it, will come out a month or two later after it has completed its process. So it's fun to try it right next to each other, the Imperial Stout next to the party guile or next to the brown ale that has been made, because you will be able to see the grain similarities. But to kind of differentiate the two beers, we make sure that the hop profiles are different. We make sure that the fermentation profiles are a little bit different of how they do. So you really do make two independent beers, related but independent beers.
Seth says Imperial Stouts are difficult to make, but worth the effort.
For those of you that are out shopping for Imperials, or, you know, when you go to the store and you see these 750s or bombers that are $12, $15, $17, $25 for a bottle of beer, there's the reason for that. The reason is most often these beers have consumed a whole bunch of resources, a whole bunch of time, a whole bunch of energy. They usually take up a lot of tank space, a lot of cellar space, and they are done ceremonially. We like to do them, you know, again, this is for our anniversary, or we probably won't come out by then, but it'll come out this summer as we celebrate through.
Celebrating 5 years.
The 5 years into the start of the 6 year. So we don't do these as often, but we do enjoy the results. It's definitely a labor of love. So we'll probably put this version of Pogonophilia in bomber bottles again for some of you that had taken those away and stored those away, so you can do a comparison between the one from last year and this year's.
Look for Pogonophilia and Bonus Brown coming soon. Let's head to Brookings Liquor Store, check in with our beer guide, Drew Eklund. There is another new brewery delivering their beers to South Dakota, Uinta Brewing of Salt Lake City, Utah.
Uinta's initial launch includes three IPAs, a Saison, and an Apple Ale. They all come in six-pack cans and retail for $9.99. Uinta's flagship beer, Hop Nosh IPA, is a big and bold West Coast-style IPA that some might consider a double. Great IPA. And then they have two variants on the Hop Nosh, Hop Nosh Tangerine, and Hop Nosh Grapefruit.
And don't forget to check out the lineup of draft beers for your growler fills at Brookings Liquor Store. Finally today, don't miss game night at Wooden Lakes Brewing. It's this Sunday.
We're going to do that again. That's going to come up on Sunday from 4 to 9. We have some games here, and we're going to just, you know, have some games for people to play, but we actually encourage people to bring your games as well. Last time we did this, there was Ticket to Ride and Catan, and I think there might have been an Axis and Allies and Risk game that broke out. Some serious games going on. We have a couple of game masters that have come that will be willing to show instructions. And honestly, it's any game that you want. If you'd like to bring apples to apples, or you pick a game, come play. We've got the side room set up for it.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.